This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And is Apple's slice of billions of dollars in sales at risk? That's the question because the Supreme Court ruled consumers can now proceed with a suit challenging Apple's control over the marketplace for iPhone apps. Digging into all the details after these tech headlines. These days, Amazon is in need of drivers, so it's turning to its employees. Here's its game plan. It will pay its employees to quit and will help them start their own local package delivery business. The move comes as the e-commerce giant competes for delivery drivers in the tightest U.S. labor market in 50 years. Amazon said it would give as much as $10,000 each for startup costs, as well as the equivalent of 3 months of gross salary. And the Journal notes that for context, even if 500 employees took the offer, it would be a modest investment for the company, which has about 650,000 full and part-time workers around the globe. Whether to break up major technology companies like Facebook and Alphabet Inc.'s Google may be the next policy skirmish in the Democratic presidential primary. The Journal writes how a push for closer regulation of the largest tech companies has gained bipartisan traction in Washington in recent years. The FTC created a new task force this year to examine potential antitrust violations in the industry. And while lawmakers in both parties have indicated a desire to more closely regulate the tech industry, the Journal's Andrew Duren goes on to write about how big tech is poised to be the next big debate for Democratic candidates. Read more about it at WSJ.com. And the latest company with a strategy to transform mobile ordering? McDonald's. Using customer data and technology, it hopes to make its offerings more in tune with individual preferences. As if to say, ordering at McDonald's feels like shopping at Amazon with nudges and prompts about what to buy. In March, McDonald's announced it would spend more than $300 million to purchase Dynamic Yield. This is a tech firm that specializes in helping companies personalize their sales to pitch to customers. McDonald's will use Dynamic Yield's tech to, for example, shift in real time what it offers diners on its drive-thru menus. And if it's hot out, those menus might feature more cold drinks. And if diners agree to let McDonald's know who they are, menus could offer food based on their past orders. This comes along with other digital initiatives from McDonald's, such as its mobile app and the self-order kiosks it's installing across its restaurants. The broader goal is a more personalized experience for consumers. Coming up, the latest legal challenge over Apple's exclusive control over the marketplace for iPhone apps. We note, and as previously reported on the podcast, Dow Jones, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple's services. And The Wall Street Journal reports this week Apple loses its bid to end an app antitrust case in the Supreme Court. The Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli has more.
The Supreme Court is allowing a case challenging Apple's exclusive control over the marketplace for iPhone apps to proceed. That could mean a big hit for the company's software sales if Apple doesn't prevail in the case. Joining me now with more details via Skype from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle. Trip, bring us up to speed on this particular case. This was brought by consumers who say apps would be cheap bought directly from developers rather than from Apple. How did this start?
This started years ago when consumers began to voice some frustration about the fees they were paying for the App Store and for apps from the App Store. And they sought to see some correction on what they considered to be overcharges, and they began pursuing a legal case against Apple that moved all the way to the Supreme Court.
And the Supreme Court did hand down a 5-4 opinion on the matter on Monday. What did the court say in that decision?
The Supreme Court ruled against Apple's legal defense in this case, which had really focused on a 1977 Supreme Court decision that Apple tried to cite as its defense. The Supreme Court said that if Apple were allowed to use that defense, it would basically amount to allowing other retailers to do the same thing and create their own monopolistic practices in the future.
To that point, and as you write in your piece for The Wall Street Journal, this case could actually open up the door for additional consumer lawsuits, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this decision overturns previous court precedent and should make it possible for other lawsuits in the future on these same grounds.
Now, Apple is trying to grow its services business, and this case could also directly impact that growth. How much of a cut does Apple typically take from App Store purchases, and how much of a financial hit could they take from this if they don't prevail?
Apple won't face any immediate repercussions from this decision. Just first of all, this goes back down to a lower court where the plaintiffs will have to make a case and win on the merits of that case. That being said, Apple, which charges 30% of charges developers or takes a 30% cut of developers' sale of an app, does face a new pressure point on its cut of App Store sales. And that's a big core underpinning of its services revenue that's become a big contributor to the company's business.
Other companies, including Spotify, have also tried to find ways around this so-called Apple tax. Tell us about those.
Yeah, what we've seen companies try to do is essentially set up their own, you know, payment system. I mean, at one point, Spotify, which has skirmished with Apple over its cut of Spotify subscription sales for years, was charging about $13 for its monthly subscriptions if those subscriptions were paid through Apple. In other words, you know, the three extra dollars that consumers were paying that would go to Apple, they were just paying above and beyond what Spotify would typically charge if consumers signed up outside of Apple's App Store, you know, roughly $10 a month. And that really kind of underscores just the App Store fee process and the friction that's created with developers for some time.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Anne-Marie Fertoli. Reporter Trip Mickle covers all of the latest Apple happenings at WSJ.com. That's it for the tech news briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.